What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
Dave Moore
on Today FM
podcast.
Well, my next guest is the voice of Sonic the Hedgehog. He's also a Ninja Turtle, and he's bringing his entirely improvised comedy show to Ireland for you to go and see him. He also plays John Ralphio in the amazingly hilarious Parks and Rec TV show. John Ralphio, one of the least likable characters ever on TV. Ben Schwartz, welcome to the show. Welcome to Ireland. And how much fun is John Ralphio to play?
The best. Also, that show was so fun. It's also a bunch of my friends. I came up as an intern, so that means it was an unpaid internship.
Right.
So I get free classes at my comedy theater at Upright Citizens Brigade. So I did the garbage and the recycling and let people in. And that theater was run by Amy Poehler,
yeah,
and Matt Walsh, Matt Besser. So I was watching her all the time be the funniest person I've ever seen in my life. And then her to getting that show was amazing. So when I went there, I already knew Aubrey. I knew, yeah, Aziz. I knew Amy. And I originally auditioned for the cop role, which was her boyfriend. That was played by Louis C.K.
Oh, yeah, Louis C.K. Yeah, yeah.
Originally auditioned for that, and they said I was too young for it. And then John Ralphio came about, and they called my agent at the time, and they said, hey, we want Ben for this role. And my agent's assistant, who was covering the desk, said no thank you and passed on it without telling me.
You're joking.
John Ralphio. No joke. And then one of the writers, Katie Dippold, who is an improviser like me from, yeah, UCB, called and said, I totally understand if you don't want to do this.
Why'd you say no?
I feel like we had such a good meeting with Mike and you said you wanted to be in the show. I don't know why you passed. They go, just so you know, it may be more than one scene. It could be like, we're hoping that you come back.
Yeah.
And I said, I have no idea what you're talking about. What are you talking about? They go, oh, we offered you this role and you passed. And I go, no, I don't know what it is.
No.
Yes. And so on the phone there, I said, whatever it is, I'm in. I don't even care, okay, what it is. I'll do it. Whatever
do
it is. And then she goes, oh, yeah, that sounds more like you. It's so weird. I go, yeah.
Did you ever figure out, yeah, what happened?
I was like, what happened? They go, oh, someone was covering the desk and they passed on it for you. And I was like,
how can that be a thing?
You could have changed my entire career.
Yes.
It made me so bummed, but I hate confrontation. So I was just like, okay, try not to let that happen.
Yeah,
again.
Please, sir. Next time.
Yeah.
I can thankfully finally say you're coming to Ireland, because hasn't this been a while you've been trying?
Man, I have. So I guess it was 2002 or one. I lived in Kilkenny for 10 weeks.
Yes.
But I didn't just do Kilkenny. I went to Clipsamore. I went everywhere. I was in Galway, went to the Aran Islands. I really hit it up. So it's like I get to have like three proper days in Ireland. So
yes.
I'm already like figuring out where I'm going to go. I know I'm going to end in Dublin, but I don't know the 2 days before that
where you'll
gonna
be.
Play around.
So talk to me about this Kilkenny trip, because look, you know, Ireland is a visited place, but I mean, people come sometimes on their holidays and they stay for a week and they do the Ring of Kerry and maybe now the new thing, which I don't know, it certainly wasn't there in 2001, 2002, the Wild Atlantic Way. That's our latest.
Excuse me.
Yes, that's our latest ploy to get the Americans to spend more money.
It sounds like an IMAX experience,
yeah,
even though it certainly is not.
So basically, it's the beautiful, in fairness, it is the beautiful South and West Coast, but they've branded it all now. It all has its own social media.
Oh.
And it's working very well, right. I'll be honest with you.
It was 2001 when I was there, and social media did not exist
no,
yet.
No,
so
it
it's like, no. So I'm so interested. I can't wait for like, I can't wait to get a DM from the Clipsamore.
that's literally
I'm so curious to see what the Clipsamore are talking like, which accent, which county they really like, which county, like, yeah, are they from there or did they move there? You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's definitely going to happen. But I can't wait to kind of just dive into this with you, because, look, you and I spoke before for Sonic 2. So let's just shelve,
yeah,
that for a minute.
Forget like 2 years ago.
Yeah,
right?
Forget that ever happened. Let's just start off afresh now. But like,
because now I got to sprinkle a little bit with you there, but now we get to really, we have proper time.
Because that was it. That was a 4 minute junket. And actually, I want to ask you about those in a little while, actually, because I'm intrigued about what they're really like. But we'll get to that. But yeah, you're in Kilkenny, but you're there for months, right?
2.5 months. I lived with a family. I lived in their little attic space where they had like a little twin bed up there. And I was writing my senior thesis a year early. And my senior thesis was sports as a microcosm of society.
Wow.
So what sports represents for the whole country? And then I did it in America and I interviewed like people who play intramural sports or just like, you know, rec league sports. And then I came to Ireland and I interviewed hurley players. I interviewed Gaelic football players. And I got to get my hurley stick. I got to get out there and try, you know, not play a game. I would literally get killed.
So you did some hurling training. Like, have you ever tried to explain that to your American friends? Like,
no, you can't. Hurling is so difficult. Hurley is so difficult to explain. And all I did was go on the pitch and try to hit some, you know,
shots.
And I had two. Are they even called balls? I forget.
Slitter. The Schlitter.
Schlitter, right. Yeah. Schlitter, that's right. So I have two, one that says Kilkenny, and I got my rugby shirts. I got Amazing. A Kilkenny, I got a Galway, I got a Dublin. So like, also one of the things that I did was I was enamored with pint glasses.
Okay.
We didn't have pint glasses like that I was from. So when I went out, I would try to take one or two pint glasses so I can bring them back to America with me.
It's an Irish tradition, you know?
I'm so happy to know that it's not just the stupid American. No. I would hide them in my jacket. I'd bring a jacket and I'd hide them in my jacket sleeves.
Yep.
And tie the ends of the sleeves and just hold my jacket. And then I brought back a bunch of, I wanted one like that said Smithix. I wanted one that like Carlsberg. I wanted like to collect the ones from the actual place.
Do you still have them now?
We still use them all the time in my family.
Amazing.
And we have a ton of them. And like some of them are so ratty. You know how often those pint glasses are used. Some of them are so roughed up. And they're just great. I love them.
Talk about the show, right? So the show is the Helix Theater, May 23rd, which is an amazing venue to do comedy. It's like, you're going to love it. But
I cannot wait. It is our smallest theater of the entire tour.
Okay.
And I'm so excited to feel what it feels like because it's like I saw pictures of it and it just looked like it just looked cool.
It is cool.
I'm really excited. That's one of the reasons why I'm going to get to Dublin. But selfishly, I really just want to go back because it's the first country I ever visited outside of America when I was younger. And I connected so well with so many people there. I just felt the people were like, you know, I'm a New Yorker and just felt like there's no BS. Everybody's like good to each other. And like, it just felt lovely. So also I realized that when I was all my friends in Ireland, when I was over there, they understood comedy. They were so funny.
Yeah.
You guys are hilarious. And I was like, I really think that this would do well over there. I'm sure there's long form improv somewhere over there. So there's got to be some following.
Definitely, but it's like, there is.
I was like, it'd be really exciting to get over there and see what it's all about.
Well, we can't wait to have you. May 23rd in the Helix is where you're going to see Ben Schwartz and Friends with Ben, which is going to be absolutely amazing.
You can get tickets at rejectedjokes.com. What do you think, Dave?
rejectedjokes.com.
That's where you can get.
That's it. That's
right
the one.
There.
Get on there right now and get tickets. But listen, I did mention earlier on, the last time we spoke was for Sonic 2. And it was one of those four-minute movie junkets, you know. I had you, then maybe I had the lighting director or so, you know, like you get all these people. And to get to Ben Schwartz, I've got to do everybody else. But I just wonder, like, look, this is not a movie junket, right? And I feel like, you know, you and I have a bit of a connection. We've been chatting for a while. Just be honest with me, right? As an actor, when you're doing those things, like, are they as frustrating, you know, as they seem in the sense that you're dealing with me and two other Irish people and four UK people and seven French people and eight German, and then it's like all day. Like, be honest, what are they like from your point of view? Because I know what they're like from my point of view. They're fine. I zoom in, I zoom out, I do it, and I move on.
I come at it in a very positive way. I don't know if I'm different than other actors.
Sure.
I also realize I come at it like this. You, Dave, have been waiting in a room for probably an hour. You know you only have 4 or 5 minutes. You have such pressure in like to get your stuff out, to do something that's worthwhile, to ask a question that isn't so, to have content that you can put out and people, you know, you do your job. I want to make sure that a lot of people look at our perspective about how boring it is and like how tedious it is. And there are times when it is like that. But in my head, I'm like, I'm going to use all these opportunities to connect with a human being, to try to answer their questions in a unique way, different than I did the one before, so they can have something special for them. But it's a lot, where it gets tough is when someone asks the same question. You're hearing the same question over and over and over again. And just because I like, because I'm pretty good at improv, I can turn it into whatever. So my interviews oftentimes go off the rails.
Yeah. Well, look, if we do a Sonic 3 junket, right? Which, by the way, Keanu Reeves.
I'm not allowed to confirm Keanu Reeves. I don't know who Knuckle, I don't know who Shadow is.
Sure, yet. You don't know.
I don't. I'll tell you this. The person they hired is amazing, but I'm not allowed to confirm Keanu Reeves.
Okay, that's fair.
We didn't confirm it yet, but I will say, I heard this person's voice and
you knew who it was.
And also, he's awesome.
Okay, amazing.
Is it Keanu? I don't know.
Who knows? This is the thing with voice acting. You never know. It could be someone doing an incredible impersonation.
I've been told I'm not allowed to confirm, okay. But I can tell you I'm very excited.
Right. Well, if we do it, right, we have to like just very quickly at the beginning, because it could be you paired with somebody, right? Maybe not Keanu.
Yeah.
But it could be. So like, we're not going to have time to go, oh, hey, it's me, Dave, from the time that we talked, you know. So we're going to need like a little wink or something. To just
go. Oh, great. I love this.
So when I come on, like, maybe, I don't know. Yeah, maybe I'll just like, I'll do, well, I don't want to do finger guns. That would be terrible. But like something.
You've already made me hang up on the Zoom. Give me a two words or something.
Okay, you know what we'll do. Right? If we do a junket for Sonic 3.
Say there's my friend Ben and we're good.
There's my friend Ben. Ah, sure, look, there's my friend Ben. Right, okay, perfect. That's our line.
If I blow it because you're the 20th interview of that minute, I will feel so ashamed. And then you're going to be like, sorry, so we interviewed like 4 months ago.
And you said you take everyone as its own little improv. Yeah.
God, I didn't say it a good memory, though.
That's true. Okay, quick fire rounds, just four questions. Number one, what are you currently obsessed with?
Oh, great question. It's a longer story. So when I was a kid, I'm obsessed with video games when I was a kid. Okay. I mean, I still love them to the moon and back, but it's like, I mean, I was properly obsessed with Nintendo and Super Nintendo. Okay. Those are the two consoles that I had. I had to go to David Fernandez's house and play Genesis. I didn't have Genesis. So when it was time to go to college, my father forced me to sell my Nintendo games.
Wow.
I love my games so much that I hated giving them up, but it made sense. They were in a big box.
Sure.
There's no room in my tiny like bedroom at home. And I had a Super Nintendo and you know, a little bit more money would have been nice because I could have afforded a PlayStation or something. So I sold them to somebody.
Right.
And from then, I got this thing where I have trouble letting go of stuff like that. Like,
okay.
I rather keep things. I keep things in memory boxes. I like keeping things. And then about 2 years ago, I said, I wonder if I can find this guy.
Oh, yeah.
And see if he has any of that stuff yet. So I go on Twitter, I can't find him. I go on Instagram, and then I go on Facebook, which I haven't been on in 12 years.
Right, okay.
I mean, I have like a fan page there, but I just upload videos, so I don't have my personal one, which is under like a different name. And so I find him.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, listen, I'm really into collecting things from my past. And one of the things I really want to have, and I was like really obsessing about it was, is there any way you still have the Nintendo and the 48 Nintendo games I had that I sold you? And he wrote back, because it wasn't my name on Facebook, it's a different name.
Okay.
And he goes, oh my God, this must be you because nobody else in the universe
would
knows that
know.
I bought this when I was in high school. And I said, yeah. And he goes, I have games and I have a console. I'm not sure if it's yours because I had two.
Okay.
He goes, I have them in a storage container. And I go, I would love to buy all those games back. Yeah. And the console. And then in my head, I remember that like when I sold it to him, he took like, he I should have gotten more, but
okay,
I was
whatever. Fair.
And then I was like, I wonder how much he's going to charge me. I go, how much would you like for them? And then he starts the next day, well, first of all, congrats on Sonic. And I was like, oh, fuck.
Now that we've established you're a Hollywood actor with Hollywood budgets.
Yeah. I was like, okay, well, he knows what I do now, I guess. He's like, but he's like, also the success of Sonic. And I was like, oh boy. But he gave a price and whatever. And then I got him back and it was my Nintendo.
Oh, how did you
it
know?
It was my Nintendo because it had the same gum stain on it that I had when I was a kid.
Yes.
And then the games, he said, some of these are yours. I'm not sure if all of them are. And then I took Zelda. I don't know how big of a person was.
Yes, huge.
Took Zelda. I put it in. I pressed power and my name came up as one of the save states.
Oh, come
and I
on.
Almost cried. So I have all these games and my NES and the Zapper. On my wall of all video games. So I like have, I have like a big Sonic statue and then I have all my SNES, all my Nintendo, all my Game Boy, all my Game Gear still there. And they're all like together again, which is like the one family member that was missing was the NES. And I have been so happy because of it. That's the thing I've been like, I was obsessing about it and I got it.
What
and it made
answer.
Me so happy.
What an answer. Second question is, who's the most famous person in your phone?
I'm probably Jim Carrey, right?
Or is it Keanu Reeves? Yeah, probably Jim Carrey, right?
I've never met Keanu Reeves. What does that tell you?
Yeah, that doesn't tell me anything. But okay,
I've never met Idris Elba either.
But Jim Carrey, that is pretty cool. That is pretty cool.
Jim Carrey, and he's the best.
I think back to when you were like 8 years old, and I don't know grades in America versus school years in Ireland, but whatever you were when you were in 8 year, whatever grade you were in, did you bring lunch to school? And if you did, what did you bring? What did you eat? What was Ben Schwartz eating at like
Great question. I brought, it was cold lunch. So I grew up in the Bronx. It was a public school system. So there's like a billion kids per grade.
Sure.
And there was a cold lunch room and a hot lunch room. And the cold, the hot lunch room was like the fancy, like okay. You can pay for your lunch. The cold run lunch room is obviously way cheaper and you bring your own lunch. So I was always cold lunch, and it would be ham and cheese sandwiches, or when I was a kid, they started making Lunchables. Do you know what Lunchables are?
Oh, yeah, Lunchables. Yeah.
Lunchables are like, you can make your own little tiny sandwiches where it's like a tiny piece of ham, tiny piece of Swiss, and then there's like a little dessert.
Yeah.
So I would do that, and then I have like a little drink on the side.
Amazing. And the final question, because I don't wash my legs in the shower, do you, Ben Schwartz, wash your legs in the shower?
At all. You don't put any soap on your legs?
No, I do hair and hot spots, and the gravity takes care of everything else.
By the way, you have great hair.
Thank you.
Can I tell you a tip that I got?
Yes,
for my
because your hair is outrageous and has always been. In fact, John Ralphio had some of the best hair ever.
But one hair person for me said, don't shampoo and condition your hair because it's moving all like the oils and stuff that your hair is like whatevering.
Yeah.
Always wash your hair with water.
Water, yeah.
But allow it your hair to like, don't like, because it's like stripping it of things that it needs.
Kinda. Okay, yeah.
But always wash my hair. Always wash my
your legs.
Legs, but also like I still use a bar of soap because that's how I was raised. I don't quite understand how to do the loofah thing.
Okay, oh, no, I don't so, do like, that. I don't do any of that. But like,
oh, you don't do any soap?
No, I do. I just like squirt of gel or whatever, and then it's like in and around. As I said, hot spots.
So, Dave, is your mind kind of thinking it's going to drip down my legs? So I'm cleaning my.
That's
legs.
Exactly where my mind is.
That's what I'm thinking for my feet. I don't take my soap and do it with my feet.
Okay.
In my head, like, but I'll do my legs because I'm not an animal.
You're not an animal. Yeah, I was waiting for that. Ben Schwartz, thank you so much, and best of luck. May 23rd, Helix. Get the tickets if you haven't got them yet.
Yeah,
go and see Ben.
Dublin. I'm so excited. There's only like, there's not many tickets left. There's only like 200 tickets left or some of that. So grab them while you can.
Ben, thank you so much.
Thank you, brother. This has been for real. I've enjoyed it. Thank you for your time.
Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.